Vivian, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. Now, firstly, what do you think contributes to this problem of anxiety and stress among university students?
Well, look, we know anxiety is very, very common in the age group, sort of 18 to 25, which are most of your students who are new starting. So it's quite a common case that people are anxious generally. But when you put something really new and really big, like university, it's the first time people have been, they may not know anyone, they're a bit unsure as to how it works. They know it's sort of independent learning, so you've got to sort of do it all on your own and what have you. It can create a lot of anxiety about the, you know, what's going to happen, how am I going to cope with this, et cetera, et cetera. And for those students who might be coming back to university after having time off of the holidays and what have you, again, you know, it might be that anxiety around performance or interacting socially. So it can actually create quite a lot of angst for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And so stats are unfortunately showing that things are kind of getting worse as opposed to getting better. So why do you think this might be?
Well, we're getting to recognise it a lot better. So we talk about mental health and wellbeing a lot more. People are much more likely to seek help and people are tending to do a lot of things and a variety of things that might actually create a lot of angst. And I think the pressure for students these days, you know, it's not just about studying, it's about being able to support yourself financially, it's being able to perhaps, you know, share housing or live on campus with other people. You know, people are sort of juggling part-time jobs. Some people who might be mature age might have family commitments as well. There's quite a lot to juggle. It's not just simply you go to uni and you have a lot of fun. You've got a lot of life responsibilities on top of it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, life is just so incredibly busy now. It's crazy. Mm. So what do you think universities can begin to do to kind of lessen the emotional and mental impact of their institutions?
Well, look, a lot of universities these days are quite good with their care for students in that they have a lot of support such as student counselling services, student medical services. For students that do have mental health issues, there are services that help those students get through university. So, like, they often do reasonable adjustment plans which give them different assessment options. You know, people who might be very socially anxious might be able to be exempt from certain things that create a lot of anxiety. So there's a lot more support and understanding, I think, than there would have been, you know, say 30, 40 years ago even. And just that, you know, joining in with clubs that are on offer at the university, getting to know your cohort, getting to know the people in your classes. There's a lot of social things that people can get involved in as well. So it's also about you know students taking responsibility to ask for help if they need it, but knowing where to go. So spending, you know, the first week of uni just orientating yourself to what's on offer and where you can go if you need assistance.
Of course. And last but, you know, certainly not least, how can we we being like uni students, how can we support our fellow uni students in I guess these trying times of increasing mental health issues?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it is just about communicating how you're feeling and asking your, you know, your friends and all the people when you go, you know, how are you going, how are you travelling, you know, joining up, say, having study groups together or, you know, if you see somebody sort of sitting by themselves or they don't seem to interact with anybody, maybe going up and saying hello and just introducing yourself to make things more comfortable for people. But a lot of it does come down to just simply asking someone, are you okay? Particularly if you notice someone seems to be struggling a bit, you know, just asking, can I help? Can I help you find help? And just being sort of open to those things.
Absolutely. Well, Vivian, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really great to chat with you about this.
My pleasure.